علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of a guide to managers based on the teachings of Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are currently focusing on the 53rd letter of Imam Ali alayhi salam, which he addressed to Malik Ashtar, in which very, very important pieces of advice are there for himself as a manager, as a governor, as a person who is in a very sensitive position. And we see that in this advice there are matters that can be really made use of in this time and age. These are eternal pieces of advice that can be applicable even more so today. We said that in the previous session that Imam Ali alayhi salam says that, these managerial positions, these very important government positions are misusable. That means they are very sensitive, and therefore we need to be very, very careful as to who we recruit into these positions. Now, inshallah, today we will discuss about what are some of the criteria we need to keep in mind while we choose someone in those positions.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Now, Imam Ali alayhi salam draws out a few criteria as to who we can recruit into these positions. One of those things that he says, that he mentions is that وَتَوَخَّ مِنْهُمْ أَهْلَ التَّجْرِبَةِ وَالْحَيَاءِ, that when you want to recruit someone in such a sensitive managerial position, in such a sensitive government position, then you need, one of the qualities that you need to keep in mind is experience and bashfulness. So one is experience, at-tajruba, and the second one is wal-haya, bashfulness or shyness. We will discuss about the details of both of these. So the first point is at-tajruba, to have experience. Now you see, in today's day and age, we have got this kind of drive amongst the youth that they want to take up leadership positions and they want to, be part of the government and things like that. This is a very good thing. I feel that youth need to be involved in a lot of managerial positions. They have energy, they have that brazenness, they have the courage to take up responsibilities. They are ready to, you know, explore different options. They have, you know, they don't have that extra, you can say, carefulness with regards to taking a step that sometimes bring back certain certain projects, you know. So they have that. And this is a very positive thing. In fact, the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in one of the wars, sends the young 18-year-old Usama to be the leader of a whole battalion, or in fact the leader of the army, you see. So we have that in history. But that does not negate the importance of experience. You see, experience in managerial issues, in issues to deal with people and interacting with people and getting across certain decisions, is very, very crucial. We do not want to involve people into very sensitive decision-making positions, especially those that do not have experience, and they want to use this as a platform to gain experience. This is a very serious error, and we should avoid that.
IRIB English Radio presents a detailed commentary of the Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him, on the program Gate of Knowledge.
Now, we say that it is at the same time that we recognize the importance of young people getting involved in decision making, we do not disregard the importance of experience. Especially, we do not want people to use this platform, especially government related positions, as platforms to earn experience. You know, some leader thinks, oh, my nephew is very good and I want to keep him in this position so that he learns, for example, the skills of management. You know, this is a very, very lame thing to do. And unfortunately, we see in different parts of the world such things are happening. I want this person to gain experience, so you keep him in a very important managerial position that is related to the government. I mean, you can keep him, for example, in charge of your garage for some time so that he learns how to, you know, manage a few things there, then take him to higher positions. See, we can't just give such important positions to people who don't have experience. Then that is why it is important that those people who, for example, we want to enter into leadership positions, give them that experience from a young age in different ways. There are systems of training, child training, where you give the child experience on how to manage things. A few things in the house, then slowly, some economic issues. There's a whole process. I mean, you don't just apply it without consultation. And then slowly, you know, form groups for them, teach them teamwork, let them gain that experience slowly and gradually in the schools, in the universities, and then give such people the opportunity to enter into politics and into some important, serious managerial positions. You want to just carry a person, for example, pluck a person out of, a fresh person out of, you know, university who has zero experience in politics, zero experience in managerial issues. You want to bring him suddenly into a managerial position. Then be sure that there are going to be many mistakes. And then those mistakes will cause many problems, not only for the people, but to that person himself that you have brought into that position, and also to you as a person who recruited. And this can be something that will be regrettable in the future. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
قال النبي محمد من كنت مولاه هذا علي سيد فاز من ولاه هو بالكتاب مسدد والنور معناه باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من كبه حين دعاه نال منه هو في الشدائد مجيد والفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه